When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, the 14th of March, 4 days from now, the McCallum Theater is going to feature a group called Hot Club and Tyler Hilton, and they're going to be a tribute band to the music of Elvis Presley. So we have to guess the name of this song. Turn it up a little bit. Anybody know the name of it?
I don't know the name of it, Joey. I'm sorry.
It's The Wonder of You, I think. There we go.
Beautiful.
The King.
The Elvis, yeah.
Thanks, Rick. That was a great week of mystery songs. Do you girls know who Elvis Presley is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you? Good.
They saw the movie.
Oh, I've got to do that. Let me get you some names, Joey, pal. Carrie Middleton is here from...
Sacred Heart Choir, Children's Choir with the school.
Introduce your guests.
Aw, well, I have Autumn Trout here. She's one of the choir students. And my daughter, Elise Hendricks, is also one of the choir students. They are preparing for a big trip to go to Italy to sing at the Vatican this next winter.
Oh, my gosh.
So they are working super hard because this is a chance for them to study their faith at the foundation of Catholicism. And we are trying to get the word out so that the community knows what we're working towards.
Do you need money or something?
We do.
Yes,
we do.
Course.
Yeah, of course. It's an expensive trip, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage for these children ages 8 to 13.
Heck, for anybody.
Yeah, right, right.
I got to meet the Pope
you
in
did?
1971.
Wow, Joey, that's great.
Are you learning Italian, Autumn? Can you say anything in Italian?
Ciao.
That's a good girl. That'll do it. Everybody speaks English. Where do you sing in the choir, Elise? What position? I'm a sports person. What's your voice range? Are you soprano?
Yeah, I'm a soprano.
And you're so quiet. And you're Carrie's daughter?
Yeah.
She took all the noise. So you're gentle and quiet, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you like singing in the choir, sweetheart?
Yeah, I do.
You probably come alive when you start to sing.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yes. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not quite sure yet.
You have time. How old are you?
I'm 10. I'm going to be 11 in March, or the 15th.
Of March. The Ides of March.
Yeah.
Has anybody told you about the Ides of March?
Yeah.
Good. It's okay. That's an old story. How old are you, Autumn?
12.
And where do you sing in the choir? Sopranos?
Yeah.
Yes. What are the, let's see, Carrie, what are they? Soprano, alto, and for girls? Soprano, alto, and mezzo, I remember. That's all I remember.
Joey, I can tell you when you hear them, they sing like angels.
I bet.
Sound gorgeous.
How
yeah.
many people in the choir? Anybody answer. How many people in the choir?
There's like 30.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Boys and girls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The boys have their voices that haven't changed yet?
That's probably true.
True.
Some of them, at least.
Because tell us about school. What grades are at school?
So it's preschool to 8th grade.
Okay. And so what grade are you in, Elise?
I'm in 5th grade.
And how about you, Autumn?
I'm in 7th.
Okay. One of my sons went to Palm Valley Private School.
Uh-huh.
But that was when it first started. We didn't have a choir. We didn't have a football team. Nothing good. It's time to go back. Tell us about school these days, Mom. Safe? What are your concerns? School's changed.
Well, I have to be frank. My children went to public school in Palm Springs for a long time, and I'm a product of Palm Springs Unified as well. And a few years ago, we made a decision to go to Sacred Heart because they put some very wonderful things into the children about kindness and love and truth and faith and things like that I think are really important in this world. And, you know, there's a security guard on campus. I love him dearly. I always say hello to him and make sure he knows how important he is to us.
What do they tell you, girls? Do they search your backpacks? Do you have talks about being safe, not talking to strangers? What kind of guidance are you comfortable telling me about? And if you're not comfortable, tell me that too. What are you learning there, Elise, about being safe?
So we'll do like earthquake drills and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the beginning of the year, like some, I don't know what they're called, but they came over and they were like kind of security guards, I guess. And they had like a dog and it was like an attack dog kind of.
Oh.
And it was about like to not do drugs and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Fentanyl is a big one.
Do you talk about fentanyl, Autumn? Have you heard the word?
Yeah, they came and talked to us about that, like in the beginning.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, well, it's nice to see you girls. You aren't the kind of girls we see on the front page of the paper. You're the good kids.
Yeah. The very good kids.
Very good kids. What do you want to do when you grow up, Autumn? Do you know? You don't have to know. I don't know, and I'm 77. So you don't have to know.
Probably a veterinarian.
Oh.
Yeah, I like animals.
The next guests are from Animal Samaritans. Mm-hmm. We'll sign you up. Have you thought about it since I asked you before? What are your interests right now, Elise?
Well, I like to sew and cook, I guess.
A mother, a homemaker. That's a, listen, pretty good profession. You have a good mom.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yes. Okay, tell us about helping.
Yeah, Carrie. So right now, the Sacred Heights, our Sacred Heart Children's Choir is selling See's Candy. We're selling it, yes, at every Mass at Sacred Heart for the next couple of weeks.
Is that the mystery package you brought me?
Yes.
I don't know what
Joey,
I did with it.
Yes. It might disappear pretty quickly.
Yeah, it might be.
See's Candy, chocolate. But the children are excited to share the opportunity, yes, and they'd be willing to come over and say hi to anybody that would like to take a See's Candy order that would go towards their trip. And we also have an event coming up. It's an Italian dining experience, and that will be at Cork and Fork in La Quinta.
Oh, I love that place.
Isn't that great? Yeah, Chef Andy is helping us significantly, and we're going to do a six-course meal with wine.
Sounds Italian.
It'd kick off our Italian trip and pilgrimage and everything Italian, right? Needless to say, the tickets are $200, but a
is
large
it taxable?
Percentage. A large percentage of it is. A large percentage of it will go to the children. It starts at 6 o'clock on May 3rd, and we're taking reservations.
And it's good because we've got time to put it in the Joey English Daily Date Book every week until then.
Perfect.
So that'll help quite a bit.
Yeah, that'll be lovely. There'll be other opportunities, too. As a matter of fact, we're working closely with the Alzheimer's Association about having a Mother's Day performance.
Did you say Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's Association.
They just were on the show Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. So we're working hard to do that, maybe at one of the community centers. So
great.
The children will be performing throughout the community and sharing their beautiful voices and a little bit about their stories, too.
Tell us a little bit about the choir director and the music that you've selected.
Oh, well, Mrs. Pineda has been the choir director of Sacred Heart School for a very long time. I know she'd love to come meet you on another occasion. I know she's actively teaching the children some 50s songs.
Cool.
American 50s songs, because when they go on this trip to Italy, they will be performing in Mass at the Vatican, but they'll also be doing two concerts in Florence and in Venice. And so how cool would it be for them to share a 50s
yes.
American song over in Italy? But it will be at Christmas time. So we're leaving the day after Christmas. We'll be back after New Year's, and they'll be singing Christmas songs in Italian. So they are actively learning. And these girls know a little bit more Italian than they're letting on, because they
do
know
they?
How to sing.
Surely, phonetically in Italian.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll be opera singers. Not all operas are in Italian. Never mind. How does one get to be an escort on this trip?
Well,
Who are the, what do you call them? Not sponsors. What do you call them? The people, so chaperones, for heaven's sakes.
Well,
it's the chocolate that did it.
Yeah, there are several families that are going as well. And in fact, Elise's two sisters will be going. And there'll be other families that are going as well. I have a second grader who will be going. And I have a high schooler that'll be going. But Elise will be the only one that's actually singing.
She's the star.
She will be the little star. That's right.
Do you have special, well, now you have uniforms at Sacred Heart, mm-hmm. or don't you?
Yes, we
you
do.
You do? Okay. And what will you wear when you sing? Your school uniforms?
Probably our Mass uniform or our red dress that we like.
Your red dress? Do you know what my Monica here on this show is? We wear red and we eat chocolate. So you fit right into my world. You're going to wear red and you brought me chocolate.
So, Joey, actually, that's one of the things we're fundraising for, is actually we need choir robes. We need white choir robes to perform at the Vatican, and that's one of the things we need to do. Believe it or not, they cost about $300 each, and all 30 children need a choir robe. We don't have them.
Oh.
And so they can wear their pretty red dresses. That'll be for the concerts, but for the Mass, we need to wear Mass
Don't we? Who was it likes to sew? Wait a minute.
Elise.
Okay, give us some details. Website, phone number. What do you got, Carrie?
You know, I will give out my phone number. I'm kind of the choir mom heading this up. My phone
number.
Choir
mom.
Yeah, choir mom. 760-409-409.
2864 is the phone number. I can also be emailed at carrie@carriemiddleton.com. We have listed the Italian dining experience in all sorts of websites. It's in Desert Charities Magazine, and it'll be on your website. We've tried to get as much publicity on the event as possible. It'll be after season's over, so we're hoping to really connect with the community on this.
Thanks for coming in, girls. We didn't hurt you, did we, Elise?
No.
How about you? Would you come back?
Yes.
Autumn, okay. Someday you'll have a singing voice in a radio show or something. Thanks, Carrie, for all you're doing for the kids. We'll tell the world, and we'll have you back or get your choir director here.
Fantastic.
Bring me the chef.
Yeah.
Is Andy a guy?
No, Andy's
A-N-D-I-E.
A mom.
A-N-D-I-E.
She's fabulous. Yeah.
Through me, A-N-D-I-E.
She has a new restaurant out in La Quinta. She's expanded, and she's a community supporter. She's fantastic.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, you're doing good. You're going to get to heaven. Good job. Who's the Pope now? Shh, cut that out. We don't want to get him in trouble at school. Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.